If you don't got them, don't smoke them. By me, John Caldera, published March 3rd, 2024. Sharing a joint before sex is a legally protected right in Colorado. Sharing a cigarette afterward is a perversion so repulsive, the Colorado State Legislature is going to stamp it out. I'm so glad we hired the repressive preacher from the movie Footloose to play the role of our lawmakers. I quote directly from his diatribe, quote, "If the Lord wasn't testing us, how would you account for the proliferation of these obscene, well, not rock and roll music, smoking reduction products with its gospel of easy sexuality and relaxed morality," end quote. No, seriously, they really do want to ban the stuff that helps people stop smoking, along with tobacco, of course. Coloradans voted to make this the first state to legalize recreational marijuana. So burning that plant and inhaling the smoke is acceptable. However, when those same people burn a different plant, namely tobacco, it must be outlawed. Does anyone else get a headache trying to find consistency here? These are the same people who want safe injection sites for addicts using fentanyl, yet they want to ban harm reduction products to help folks step off of tobacco. Senate Bill 22 would empower county commissioners to ban the sale of cigarettes, tobacco, and nicotine products. So literally, two nannies out of a three-member board of commissioners can decide that no one in their thiefdom can have a cigarette after sex. So much for their smug assertion, government should stay out of people's bedrooms. Aren't these the same people who stand up for trans people to legally choose the gender of whatever they feel like? What if someone identifies as a smoker? A man can identify as a woman so long as he doesn't identify as a woman who smokes, because that's just too damn weird and perverse to accept. People should be free to smoke if they wish. Empowering a couple of nannyists to outlaw your lifestyle is more than ugly. It's downright hateful. Many people are trying to break the tobacco habit. Fortunately, there are more safe options for people to reduce smoking harm. Vaping is one way. Nicotine delivery products like patches or oral pouches that give people their desired nicotine without the carcinogens of burning tobacco. That's another way. So let's, of course, make that illegal. There's another wild hypocrisy going on at the Capitol. Basically, the legislature loves local control when it pushes their command and control mandates and hates it when it doesn't. Giving localities the ability to increase gun control but not decrease it, well, they love that. Giving localities the ability to increase the minimum wage and not decrease it, well, they love that too. And of course, they gave localities the power to massively regulate tobacco and nicotine products. But local control is a horrid thing when it comes to environmental mandates. Heaven forbid Weld County might make oil and gas extraction legal there again. And the governor's plan to do away with local zoning rules to build additional units in people's backyards? Well, did he ever say he liked local control? There is absolutely, positively no consistency at the state capitol except for the theme, "You will live how we effing tell you to live." That said, a patchwork of tobacco and nicotine product bans across the state will make for fun cigarette smuggling. For those of us old enough to remember another bad movie, Smokey and the Bandit, where Burt Reynolds sped Coors beer across state lines just one step ahead of the fuzz, we'll soon have hipsters seeking nicotine patches running their Teslas in and out of Weld County like a drug cartel. And I know no one gives a poop about small businesses in Colorado, like tobacco stores that will go bust, but you think they might care a bit about all that tobacco tax revenue. Beyond the usual 20 cents per pack tax, Amendment 35 in 2004 added 64 cents to fund health initiatives. Proposition EE in 2020 added $1.80 for Jared Polis's universal school programs. So light up across the street from a grade school to show your support of education. Political minorities need protection from mob rule. Don't the lifestyles of smokers deserve the same protection as the lifestyles of gays and lesbians? flying rainbow flags feels obligatory today to celebrate the gay lifestyle, while now smokers are treated like the gays of the past. Do you feel any shame about that?